Okay, so it took me a while to get to this point, because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was kind of torn between this, which I will explain in a second, and doing a highlight magazine. You guys remember those? The ones that circle the different things? Yeah, I loved those magazines when I was a kid. So I was thinking of playing around with using that as a platform for integrating these life planning things. So the word search would have terminology that might be more relevant to, you know, career paths and that kind of stuff. The picture search would be, you know, like diploma, you know what I mean? Just sort of like getting the person's mindset into that frame, into planning their life. However, there were some obstacles visually and creatively that I would have to flesh out more, and within this time it just didn't work. So I went with the second option, which I thought was a lot of fun too, was this idea of role playing your life. So one thing I noticed working with young people was that when it comes to sort of role playing games, fantasy games like Dungeons and Dragons, there's a lot of energy and initiative to create these characters, and they know what it takes to develop a strong character. And we can talk a little bit about the psychology behind it. They don't feel that kind of control in their own life. So what if we made their life? So that's the premise of this. The goals are to familiar, so some of the same goals as with the highlight magazine project, to familiarize the young people with terminology and ideas that increases their chances of success and achievement. Help young people plan a path to success. Part of that is visualization. Help young people understand the tool needed. Not only can they see themselves as this thing, but how do you get to that point? Help young people chart the progress of their success. So if you look at that list, it applies to the game, but it applies to real life as well. So coincidentally, my creative writing classes to develop some of our characters, someone suggested, I've never played D&D before, so this came up in the class where you take a character profile sheet and you fill it in with the character you are writing about. But I want to take that same platform and use it for the character of them. What are they coming with? So this is sort of like the beginning steps of evaluating your assets, resources, and weaknesses. Are you a good writer? Are you a good planner? Are you creative? Are you what are you, or where are areas that you need to strengthen to achieve some of the things you want? This sort of is the beginning steps of them visualizing themselves as a whole person, and not just the end goal of, so there's the steps of becoming a doctor, but which you have to take, schooling, all that kind of stuff. But then there's the steps you have to take internally. Studier, how do you get better at studying, or should you be doing being a doctor? We begin with ourselves. So building the character using the worksheet. What do you already have, strengths and weaknesses? What can you get to increase your chances of success? So in the game, you like bring armor, you bring buy weapons, you do all these things to make your character stronger to accomplish the next goal. The way if we move down to detail the gameplay, the way we strengthen the character in this game is building skills. As an analogy, as a way for them to visualize, the more skills they have, it increases their attack and damage output, which also means when they tackle an obstacle, the chances of them succeeding increases. So I just wanted them to be able to start visualizing that their real world can be, in some ways, thought of the way the tension they put into their game. So there is this sort of beginning. Part two is planning the quest. This is laying out of the goals you want to set for yourself. Where do you want the character to go? What do you want the character to do? And what is the path you'll take to get there? And there's no, so for example, more sense to people who actually play role-playing games, certain people who rush through the game, like they get to the next level, they go, next level, they go, and they pound their way through. They fail, they keep pounding. And then there's the other type of player who's like, I want to make sure when I get to that point, I can 100% defeat the boss. So I'm gonna make myself stronger before I even get to that point. So what is the path your character is gonna go? Are you gonna charge full speed ahead and take the consequences and keep charging? Or are you gonna sort of slowly take your time, build up, all this kind of stuff. And I don't know if there's actually a right or wrong way. I think that's shown that for some it works this way, for others it works another way. Like if you're the kind that going slow, you might lose momentum, then maybe that's not the path you want to take. Maybe you need to, while the energy is there, to go full bore ahead. And then there's executing the quest, charting the progress of your quest. And in some ways, this is, in real terms, a reflection tool for the students. They're not just doing this to do it. They're writing it down. Okay, I'm trying to achieve this goal. I got my +3, whatever. Sorry if I'm misusing some of these analogies. But let's say I gained a skill and it adds +3 to my damage and attack. To sort of like step back and say, okay, I've grown this much. Am I ready for the next task? So they're charting your progress. I've done these things. I haven't done these things. Do I think I'm ready for these things? Will doing this next thing help me? Some of the details of the gameplay, as I mentioned earlier, character bonuses, that is concrete skills and experience that can add to attack damage. And also things like, and this is where we bring real world analogies in, into that context. So for example, having a savings account in the real world allows you to take more hits. If I start a business and I have no savings resources, business fails, I might not be able to recover. If I have a savings account and I open a business and the business doesn't do well, I could take the blunt and maybe keep trying or maybe try another path. So to relate real world situations to this gameplay so that they begin to understand how these things fit together. A concrete example of this is when students ask me, those students I work with, they should just take out loans during college, the consequences later. Like, a lot of them want to transfer out of UMass to a better named school, which requires more loans and debts. I never tell them no, but I tell them the cost. And for example, having debt when you graduate, limited options for you later. If you graduate with no college debt, you're in some ways very flexible to choose your next career path. I'm gonna try this. I love doing this. It doesn't pay great, but I wanna try it. Whereas if you have a major debt, I wanna try this, I love it, but it does not enough for me to survive and pay off my school debt. So I have to take this other job I don't love as much. So those are the choices and consequences and character bonuses and all that. And also reframing certain things like skills learned can be universal or specific. So you can, like coding is a very specific skill and very profitable skill outside of that world. And then there's some general like good planning, logistics, like, you know, life, universal, typically referred to universal life skills that apply to them, but are less valuable in specific situations. So to make them understand the skills they are getting, where it really falls within their character and how they want to develop their character. Highly specialized or universal, and you can see how that plays out. Highly specialized means you might do great in a very small area, but if you change your mind, no longer want to do that area, you might have to start over skill-wise, or this general stuff, which can apply cross-platform, but will make you a little less valuable. And then even the use of dice can play, because you know, you might have a +20 damage, but the dice says zero, and it's a reflection on life. You can plan out everything perfectly, something happens and it doesn't work out that way. And how do you deal with that and move forward? So that idea behind this is that it begins to talk about who you are, what your plans are, and to sort of like practice and play with it, and hopefully lead to being able to think about, or the student being able to think about, I can see some of this stuff. I can apply some of these skills to how I would approach the real world. And the role of the dungeon master or facilitator in here will be like the dungeon master sets up the world. It sets up the obstacles. It sets up the quests and scenarios and this stuff. And then here, the facilitator can do a lot of that too. And I would even go as far as suggest 2 dungeon masters to make it flexible. One being the one who understands the framework of this workshop so that it can move the goals forward. And another dungeon master facilitator to bring in real world scenarios. So let's say we have a general focus of students that want to get into college, to have someone who is sort of knowledgeable about that process, to be in there, to set up obstacles and traps. Your application got lost in the mail. You know what I mean? So to bring those elements in, to add another layer of real world experience and context, facilitator changes depending on the setting.
So we have a couple of minutes left before we rejoin the others. Are there any questions? So can I just clarify one thing, that the scenarios are, they're realistic but hypothetical? They're not the actual students' situations in their lives that come into the game
I think
somehow?
In the practice, you know, in the gameplay itself, they can be whatever they want. The instinct is to draw on what they know, and we'll encourage them to at least begin in that.
So I'm thinking that it would be useful for the facilitators to know, for these students that are playing this game, here are some actual things that they're facing in life, right, to be able to make that part of it.
Yeah. And then there's, I think what I'd like, and I would have to tweak, and I plan to tweak the layout, was to substitute some of the situations, like for example, resources, that kind of stuff. Other things that we might not think about, you know, in terms of a dungeon, how resilient are you? How much can you take? Initiative, let's be honest. Are you the kind of person that just goes after something you want, or does it take more, and to understand those things in context of yourself?
My boyfriend is a super nerd and plays all of these games. We have a whole bookshelf full of the little companion books that go with them present. But there are books and everything that go along with this. I don't know how much you kind of delved into it, but you could even create something, like, I'm not saying that you necessarily should, but like a companion guide to this that would explain different situations where, you know, resiliency or what level of that or how it would affect this, that, and the other. And, you know, characteristics, and you could kind of real life things that might happen or situations or things like that. And I just, so cool. I've seen a million of these, and they get way more complicated than this. But I never thought of it as, you know, like for creative writing, or even for, ooh, as a person, had a of nerdery. But the options with this, I feel like, are endless.
I think this is mentioned before, like with other people's things. It seems like you're assuming a great deal of knowledge about Dungeons and Dragons on behalf of the people in the class. I've played the game once when I was in high school. I still don't know what the whole thing is. And, you know, something like that may be, since it's already laid out, it's good in terms of that structure, but it may be, like, too confusing or not very clear. Like, you could probably make up your own game that would be easier to understand. And I also thought, I mean, I know this is a rough draft, but with the role-playing, maybe numbering the bullet points rather than just having dashes for all these things to be considered, you know, prioritize them if possible.
Yeah, I like
Temper,
the idea.
Yeah, one more.
Sorry, did you have a few?
No, just one more.
Oh.
Time for one more.
Did you consider the video game element of it too? I like the idea of a game. It certainly captures kids' imaginations, but like even like a life-playing game on the web.
Yeah, I mean, I thought of it, if I could code a program,
yeah,
I would love to do some sort of simple whatever.
Well, this is a work in progress. You can
ask. I don't think I'm ever getting to that point, right?
And what about tying the list into your problem? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we think.